We humans are mostly microbes, over 100 trillions of them. Microbes outnumber our human cells 10 to 1. Shocked? Hello and welcome to this episode of NutriMantra podcast. We will be talking about our in-house guests, the gut microbiome, in this episode. The microbiome is the genetic material, that is the DNA, the genes of all the microbes, bacteria, fungus, protozoa, viruses that live on as well as inside our body. Majority of them live in our large intestine. These bacteria help in digesting our food, regulate our immune system, protect against other disease-causing bacteria, and produce vitamins including B vitamins, B12, thiamine, riboflavin, and vitamin K, which is needed for blood coagulation. This microbiome was not generally recognized to exist until the late 1990s. Now, what does the microbiome have to do with health? The microbiome is really very essential for human development, for immunity, as well as for nutrition. Autoimmune diseases such as diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis are associated with dysfunction in the microbiome. Disease-causing bacteria, they accumulate over time, thus changing our DNA and resulting in an abnormal immune response wherein our immune system works against our own body cells, leading to these autoimmune disorders. Autoimmune disorders appear to be passed in families, which were earlier thought to be in DNA, but now it is said to be inherited through family's microbiome. Obesity has been associated with a poor combination of microbes in the gut, as well as diabetes associated with a less diverse gut microbiome. Now, how can we improve our microbiome? By eating a diverse diet rich in whole foods. Many fruits and vegetables are high in fiber, and fiber promotes the growth of beneficial gut bacteria. Fermented foods like curd can benefit the microbiome by enhancing its function and reducing the amount of disease-causing bacteria in the intestines. Have prebiotics. Prebiotics are the food for these healthy bacteria. Prebiotics promote the growth of beneficial bacteria. Some studies also suggest that prebiotics could reduce the risk factors for certain health conditions, as they help in decreasing the levels of insulin, triglycerides, and cholesterol. Prebiotics can be had as whole grains. Vegetarian and vegan diets may also help in improving the microbiome. Having probiotics can help. They do not have much role in healthy people. However, they may improve microbiome function in people who are unwell, people who are undergoing chemotherapy, or people who've just had a course of antibiotics. Leaving you on this note, the best way to maintain a healthy microbiome is to eat a range of fresh whole foods, mainly from plant sources like fruits, vegetables, legumes, beans, and whole grains, that is prebiotics, getting a good night's sleep and remaining stress-free. Hope you would have gained 10% of the healthy microbiome by listening to this episode. Take care. Bye-bye.